Hey, how you doing? This is Travian. First off, I want to start by saying thank you so much for following me. I don't think you listen to any of my content yet, but hopefully you do and you kind of understand where I'm coming from. I also just listened to your Don't Silence Me speech, and when we start letting other people control, like, how we act, or I'm not saying control, but pretty much you're letting him get a reaction out of you, and which I feel like would benefit you is if you really concentrate on what you're doing in life and getting yourself in the right mindset, and I think you'll definitely win. Thank you so much.
Hey Melody, it's Bee from the Crimson Kiss podcast. Thank you for your call, and sorry it took me a minute to answer yours. Well, to answer back. My apologies. And I absolutely agree with what you said. Their idea of success is one thing and yours is another, I think you mentioned that, you don't consider yourself a porn star, but I think maybe you should give yourself a little bit more credit, just because you are the star of your scene, so that would make you a porn star. You know what I mean? And that's okay to use that, to say that about yourself. You're a porn star. You are the star of your own scene. And, when you're on your camera doing what you're doing, you're the star of your own show. So, give yourself the credit that you deserve, girl. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong for crediting yourself where it's due, So I hope you have a good rest of your day. Take care of yourself.
Hey, I just wanted to respond to some comments right now. So starting with Trivian, I just favorited your station. Yeah, I'm gonna be listening in soon. I just haven't had much time to be listening to this stuff. I've been working so much. So mindset is key. It's true. And you know what? That was my mindset. I want to speak my opinions. I don't. Like when I hear, I feel like you cannot just idly stand by, especially when in my line of work, in my industry, it's very controversial, and I do not want to be silent when I know that there are people out there just like me who are staying silent, and I don't judge them for it, but I will be their voice. I want to tell people and explain to people that we need to start changing our minds about sex work, legal sex work. Not just I think, all sex work should be legal, but I need to say something. I need to respond. It's my duty as an advocate to not stay silent. So that's where I'm coming from. No hate, no drama. I honestly respect you and I understand where you're coming from, but try and understand where I'm coming from too. This is my job. And I want to protect the others that are also doing my job. The second calling was from, shit.
Hey, it's Travian again. I just want to say that you feeling silenced is not your mindset. It's more of a emotional response. And I'm not saying any of this to razz you. I just really want you to get the most value out of this. Mindset is just so wholeheartedly knowing you are who you are and just being so self-aware that no matter what anybody else says, you could give a fuck less. Mindset is figuring out why you want to be the voice of the women you feel that are silenced. And once you truly understand that, I feel like it'll be a very big personal unlock for you. You have to be empathetic to everybody's situation. So my question to you is, why do you want to be the voice of the silenced?
Trivian, hi. I really have to disagree with everything you said there. Well, maybe not everything, but a good 50%. Look, I was riled up, yes, because this is not just about me. This is not just about me. I know who I am. I'm a confident person. I'm perfectly fine with what I do. I'm fine with being criticized. But when I don't even have the chance to be criticized, like because I'm just not
heard half, like, honestly, he should have just not broadcasted any of my any of my like because I put two there, two call-ins. He should have just not done any of them if he really didn't want to. But being picky and choosy like that, it's not right, you know? Like, we only accept half of this. I don't know. And you did ask me, like, what, like, do I want to be, why do I want to be the voice of these silent people? I've always been very passionate about being an advocate for all kinds of things. Like, absolutely all kinds of things. I can't even go into it. But being in this industry, I feel like it's my job, and it's my job to advocate. A lot of people do not want to talk about their job. They don't even mention it. They have a cover story with me. I'm always honest. I try my best to tell people what I do because I want to break the stigma slowly. I know I'm just one person, but if I can just, like, say, yeah, I'm a cam girl and a porn star, and if it becomes any more normal, and if people can see me as any more of a human being, I'd like that, you know? And that's gonna start with just me. It's gonna start with me, it's gonna start with a few people, and I hopefully it will pass on and more people will do it and it'll be normalized. You know, it's like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I mean, he has every right to not, I mean, I find it biased, but he has every right to not publish my call-ins. And that's fine. But he's not just one person. There's viewers, I mean, not viewers, there's listeners who might want to hear my opinions. And I feel like he can give his opinion, criticize me, I don't care. And then other people can criticize me, and or can or agree with me. And I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that. But you know what? This is the sound of silence. And silence, like a cancer grows, it's not a good thing. You know? It's not good to stay silent. Shutting people out, like shutting down conversations just because they're controversial, just because you think that I'm asking for attention. I'm not asking for attention. This is my life. Whether you believe it or not, this is how crazy it gets. I want to advocate for everybody who's accepting a life of the absurdity, you know, and to be kind of like picky and choosy about what our lives are like is really offensive. And I did get riled up, yeah, because I have emotions. And I'm perfectly fine with my emotions. I feel like expressing them is what I ought to do. I'm not gonna find peace and tranquility through just compliance. I'm gonna find peace and tranquility through, you know, saying no, that's not right, and standing up for what I believe in. That's just me. Honestly, I don't know why it's taking so long for me to upload a little recording here on B's Colin from the Crimson Kiss. Thank you so much. Honestly, that gave me such a huge confident boost. She's such a darling. She's such a darling. If you're not following her on Anchor, you need to be, 'cause she's just, I don't know, she has such a sweet heart. I can already tell. I mean, she definitely boosts my confidence in, like, what the 1 minute that she left to call in. Thank you so much, honey. I definitely changed some of my bios to put porn star, 'cause I'm the star of the show, and you know, I didn't even realize that till you told me. So thank you so much, so much, honey. I need people like you in my life. I would love to answer more questions and more comments, so please jump. Do not be afraid. I don't know if I scared anyone, but please do not be afraid to call in with anything and everything you'd like to know about me or anything in general. I'll spread my wisdom with you all. If you can call it wisdom. Let's see. I kind of wanted to, have an episode, maybe the next episode of this, because I've been kind of talking a lot and I gotta get some other work done. I'm actually a huge psychedelic enthusiast. I've experimented with a lot of different, psychoactive chemicals, and I'd love to kind of be like, I don't know if y'all remember the Neuro Supergirl, but I want to be like her, kind of, maybe. But like, maybe not be accused of murdering anyone. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that case. Usually just people who are really into the psychedelic culture and that or know about that case. If this is confusing you, don't worry about it. I'll make another episode sometime soon about some of the trips I've had, some of the things I've learned, and actually I might put on my YouTube because I'm better at talking to myself on YouTube because I can see myself and I feel like I'm talking to someone. Here I feel like I'm talking to the phone and it's a little bit odd, but yeah, so tune in. Something and drop out, like Timothy Leary says. Adios.